Everybody, welcome. We have got Alex here from the Shed Training. We're just going to talk a little bit about Alex's experience so far using our services at Gym Boss Marketing Co. So, Alex, thanks for doing this for us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, no worries.
So, tell us a little bit about like the Shed, where you guys are at, like who are your ideal clients?
Yep, sure. So the Shed Training is just a small one-off gym situated in Toowoomba, Queensland. And there's a heap of gyms in this area. So we had to be quite unique to get our clientele in. So we tend to go for the older clients, mid 30s up to 65s. We create a lot of our own content. So it's really unique that people come and go, oh, wow, I've never done that before, never done this kind of training. And it's about fun and fitness with results tacked on to the end.
I like that, fun and fitness with results. And so what was the state of the business? Where were you guys at? What have you tried in the past in terms of like trying to grow the gym?
Yeah, sure. So unfortunately with COVID and being closed down, that hit us quite hard. Then when we reopened 10 weeks later, we tripled our numbers. And I think it was because people were so worried about their health. Then those people decided that their health was okay and they started to fall off again. And so the last sort of 10 months of this year has been a real struggle for us, unfortunately. And because we have expanded, it's been financially. And so our leads were drying up. Facebook wasn't working for us anymore. I was all out of ideas. And so we had to take the next step. And I suppose, Jimmy, that's where you came in. And because I knew you from past experiences working with you, I thought you'd be the bloke for the job. And look, we now come up to think it's 3 months and we have had more leads in the last 3 months than we have in the last 10 months.
That's crazy.
And actually getting people now to walk back in. So, and in a totally different way to we've ever marketed before, still using, you know, Facebook ads and whatnot, but my stress levels have gone from here to here. With what you and Stevie and all the guys there are doing for us, I don't have to worry about it because it's all done.
Well, that's the beauty of it, right? Because being a gym owner, like you said, it's stressful because you're stretched thin. You're wearing the hat, many hats, right? And marketing is just one of those things that you have to do in a typical day. So what was the thing? Obviously, I know that we knew each other a little bit from the past as well. But was there any, like, what other things did you try before engaging us?
Yep. So we went down the line of Google ads as well, like paying another company, or actually going through Google itself, which didn't work. We tried what we called here our tiki tours. So I'd send the staff out with clipboards and just go all over town to try to get people. We tried renting spots at local, like shopping malls and things like that. We tried referral competitions over and over again, which dried up because we weren't getting the new people through to, you know, they'd given us all their family, friends and neighbors and all this kind of stuff. We tried a few like free things, which we're not big on. You know, we value what we do and we don't want to give too many things away for free, but even that it just wasn't working. And whether or not we were just advertising ourselves wrong or targeting the wrong kind of people, or maybe even retargeting those that we had for the last couple of years. And so they were, but they have been to us, are with us, or not interested.
Gotcha. So a lot of things. The tiki tour things, yeah, is interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
It's like, come with me. You're going to come to the gym. I love that. And so obviously there's an investment involved with us, with like any service that you would invest in. But was there any hesitation, like what was going through your mind before actually making the decision to go, yes, let's go ahead with it? Just because I'm sure there's some other people that will have similar hesitations.
Yeah. Oh, obviously the finance thing was massive. I think I've worked with marketing companies in the past and it's been such a massive commitment time-wise. Like I totally understand you have to spend money to make money and that's 100% the truth. And so the fact that with you guys, it was such a small time frame that we had to commit to, it didn't feel overwhelming either. It's like, okay, well, let's budget. Let's make sure this is how many people that I need to get on the phone percentage wise to then sell and have what we invest with you guys to pay off and then some for the next 3 months that we might stay on as well. So it was, that was like, okay, I can do 3 months.
Yeah. You know. Okay. Yeah, because that's a, it's good to bring up because there's going to be a lot of people that have had similar experiences and just good to know where you're coming from. And so I know we just had a chat about sales and everything right now, but what's been some results that you guys have had with us in terms of like leads, et cetera?
Yeah, I think main one is we're getting a lot of more men through because we are primarily a women's, well, we're a women's training facility. Now we've extended and got a gym on with a male coach, but people are still looking at us as a female-only gym. But they only thought that that's what we were. Once they step in here, they can see, oh, wow, it's quite masculine. It's the place we're on to be. There's a few blokes here. So that's been a big difference. And also I think just I knew how to do Facebook ads, but it was the very bare minimum.
Gotcha.
And so I think now that I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about fixing, you know, if Facebook come back and say, no, we don't like that picture. And then arguing with them for 2 days. and the right wording for it. And even the Facebook ads, when you guys send them through, they look a little bit more appealing than what I could design. So it's just little things like that that have made a massive difference. And because we've done Facebook ads for so long and people in this town, like no one leaves, no one moves here. We're stuck. So they're seeing something slightly different from us, which might be more eye-catching when they're scrolling through.
So. Yeah, great. That's awesome. And is there anything else that you would say to people that are maybe similar position as you were, where they tried a lot of stuff and now considering, you know, using our services? Is there anything you'd like to say to those guys?
Yeah, I would say you just got to let go a little. You know, I micromanage everything. And so it took a little while for me to go, okay, here's control, Jimmy. Go for gold. Here's some money. do what you can, because it's the best thing we've done. It's freed up time so I can focus on training my staff up better so that when the leads come through, everyone can make them feel like they belong here and they're not going to leave. They're going to sign up. So that's been good. It's been more about member retention here because, you know, it's harder to, for us, we find it's harder to keep someone longer than 6 months than it is to even nowadays bring someone in. So, and we're doing really, really well. Our member retention is getting longer term now. So for that lead cost of under $10 or under $20 is now turning into, you know, that a $2,000 year membership.
Hey, so good. That's great. Alex, thank you so much. You guys are kicking goals. And it's not just Alex. Alex has her awesome team behind her as well that's helping out with the sales. I look forward to seeing what we can do together. And thanks so much for sharing.
Yeah, no worries, Jimmy. Thanks.
See ya. Bye.